The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been said that the symbol and the principal content of the Christian religion and of Christian civilization is found in one word, and that is the cross. Perhaps the cross is the most widely recognized symbol in the world today. It's meant many things to different people throughout history. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God." I read a story about a man who was shipwrecked in the South Pacific. This was back in the time when there are still cannibals in the world. And he was shipwrecked, and as he was being washed ashore to some tropical island, there was fear in his heart. Would he be washed ashore where there were cannibals and his life would be in danger? But as he was washed ashore, his fears all evaporated and they all vanished away. Why? He saw above the sand rim border of the shore a church steeple with a cross on top of it in the air. All of his fears were gone. Yes, the cross has meant different things to different people at different times. The original meaning of the cross is not a very lovely picture. It was a means of cruel punishment, capital punishment too. Of course, among the Jews in the Old Testament, capital punishment was by stoning. That was the general method of putting a person to death for a capital reason. It was a land full of rocks, and consequently stoning was a very appropriate thing. Crucifixion seems to have had its beginning in ancient times among the Medes and Persians, and then the Phoenicians used it to extent the Greeks, and then finally the Romans adapted crucifixion, the cross. They honed it down to a brutal perfection of cruelty in putting people to death. The Romans practiced this means of capital punishment. It was only reserved for slaves and the worst kind of criminals as they were crucified, such as treason, desertion in the face of the enemy, or piracy, or assassination, or what have you. Roman citizens themselves were exempt from this means of execution. They were beheaded as a means of capital punishment. But as far as the others were concerned, the Romans used this as a means of capital punishment and punishment and torment to people, torture. We find cases that where the awfulness of it can be seen. For example, about the year 72 BC, there was a gladiator by the name of Spartacus who escaped from the school of the gladiators, and he was able to round up a bunch of runaway slaves, and they were able to terrorize the southern part of Italy and subdue it and dominate it for a while. Well, finally they were captured. And you know what happened to Spartacus and about 6,000 of those slaves who were captured? They were crucified along the Appian Way, the highway as it went into Rome. 6,000 of them were, and their bodies were left there to decay as a warning to other people as they could see their bodies on crosses being crucified. You only have to read the Jewish historian Josephus to see about crucifixion in connection with the destruction of Jerusalem, 70 AD. Yes, crucifixion was used by the Romans as a means of capital punishment of the cruelest sort to be imagined, as people were executed in this way. And it was left to Constantine. He was supposed to have been the first Roman emperor to have been sympathetic to Christianity. It was left to Constantine to do away with crucifixion as a means of capital punishment. Yes, the cross was not a very lovely picture to think about in its beginning. Christianity has made it something precious and sacred to us. Well, what does a cross mean to you today? Paul says it's foolishness to those who perish, but to those who are saved, it represents the power of God. We'll think more about this tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.